Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. And we're presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, you can visit EMP180.com and get empowered. Coming up at 8:20, Steve Sands, one of our favorites, joins us. We will preview the PGA Championship, talk about Tiger and more. Mike Rizzo joins us at 9, the GM, President of Baseball Ops of the Washington Nationals, as we go in the clubhouse and talk about the struggling Nats, who are now nine games below 500.
What can we ask Mike that's sort of like expanding on our conversation that we've had over the last 4 to 6 weeks? Have they been struggling? They're falling apart here. What can we ask different?
I mean, just how close is Trey to coming back? That's not asking anything strategic or anything like that.
What are his options? Like, what can Mike do at this point to try to light a fire on the team? What can you do? What kind of moves can you make?
Yeah. Ask them that. Or we can ask them specific questions about last night's game, about, you know, what he thought about the defo play.
That's just like every other
He's going to say bad baseball
thing.
Look, when the team is playing as bad as they are over, you know, a long span of time, it's not much you can do.
I just want to know, like, are you considering, like, what are you doing? Something to get a jolt in a lineup? Are you considering something to the back end of the pitching rotation?
Yeah, he's not going to tell us.
I mean, I'm sure he's considering all those things.
Are those realistic options? I mean, I don't think he can really add something to the lineup other than they're injured guys. And then I don't even know if he has the financial wherewithal to try to make a move to improve the fourth and fifth.
Yeah, I don't know
starters.
how you do that at this point. I mean,
I don't think
how do you get away from Sanchez and Helixson?
But I mean, even if he was, he's not going to say on public radio that he's looking to move out of, you know, Helixson out of the four and go trade for
somebody. But he might say he'll probably say, like, you know, we're always looking at all the options.
That's exactly what he'll say.
I think we can get updates on some of the guys, because apparently Rosenthal is close to coming back. So they might be ready to roll the dice.
I think he's looking better. He's harnessing his control.
Yeah, I read
something
about Rosenthal, and I think he threw a bullpen.
No, I want to see. He needs game action.
I understand
that bullpen stuff.
But at some point, you got to take him from all this practice stuff to back on the field.
Well, then I could do it at AAA. I would take like AAA results and say, oh, okay, he's pitched in 8 games and only 3 walks.
If you got a specific question that you think we should ask, you can tweet us
specific,
at Junks Radio.
Not why do the Nats suck?
Right.
You know, that's
or you can hit me up on the Vibe machine.
Right.
Text us, Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. All right, we've had one listener beat a junkie. That was on Game of Thrones cameos. Mm-hmm. We have 4 possibilities left, and we actually have 4 prizes. So they could go 4-4.
They could.
I don't think it's fair at this point to keep blowing off the prize pigs.
No, we just went in reverse order. So
I think it's their turn.
Yeah. Because the prize picks, like, Drab was frustrated. He was like, oh, my God. Like, they're so ready to pounce.
But we need them.
At the moment we call.
They're
we
our
say,
royals.
At the moment we say we're going to play a game, they call in. That's why they're lines 1, lines 2, lines 3.
Well, right. No, we need
always.
Them.
That's not how it works. Okay. It's their turn to play.
It's their turn. Let's go to Keith and Laurel. He might be the number one. Keith, what's up, buddy? Keith, are you there?
Keith.
Good morning.
What's up, Keith from Laurel?
I thought I hit it.
Keith, hey, if you win, you're getting OAR at Merriweather tickets. That is a very good prize.
Yes, it is. The 2 categories left are Bethpage Bazillies and Game of Thrones cameos.
Bethpage.
Hey, and Keith, we've asked you this before, but what's the best prize you've ever won on this show?
I believe it's U2.
U2 tickets. Nice.
All right, so 5 seconds or less to name this hurting after you get this clue. On the Bethpage Bazilli.
This Bethpage Bazilli, his girl is a smoke show.
Who's he challenging, by the way?
Who did he challenge?
Yeah, he hasn't yet.
Oh, okay.
But his girl's a Bazilli. Keith, who do you want to challenge?
Let's go with JP.
All right.
Smart JP. Play, because it's a golf category.
I think I'm locked in.
All right, Keith.
I'm locked in.
Do you already know who this is without even...
to name this hiking. Keith?
You guys are going to bid?
Hold on.
5 seconds. Well,
I'll go with five.
He said five.
You're going with five. I'm going to pull the cakes move, and he won on this move.
He did. Yes.
5 seconds. Name that hurt.
Eternity.
I definitely want to be the best player that I can be, and I want to be the best player in the world.
I just know you too well, Valdez. I just read your mind.
What was the clue again?
It's got a bazilli. You know,
his girl's a smoke show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Basically, every golf.
Are you? You're in my head.
I'm in your head.
All right, so Keith, can you name that hurt thing?
Can I hear it again?
Sure.
I definitely want to be the best player that I can be, and I want to be the best player in the world at some point.
Name the girl. Name the guy.
Nope.
He thought it was Patrick Reed.
No,
good
sorry.
Guess.
His wife's hurting.
But it's
definitely
incorrect.
Ricky Fowler, yeah. and Patrick's wife's hurting.
Ricky.
Of course it's Ricky.
Ricky.
Ricky's dated to the Allison Stokey, the former pole vaulter.
Yeah, from Cal.
Drab wants him to borrow JP's his Puma zip up to wear out of the course.
Yeah, you know
so
what
JP doesn't wear it.
I saw
in the studio.
He tweeted
again.
He's upset.
He's worn it like 12 straight days.
He's upset. It's a jacket, though.
It's so embarrassing.
Why? He's wearing the same.
It's
a jacket. The same
but he doesn't
every day.
Take it off. It just looks like
it's
he's wearing...
cold in here.
It is, but why don't you see? I have 25 jackets.
Usually
I wear a different one every day.
I have like 3 jackets. Okay. Usually I take off jackets, but it's cold.
I'm sorry, I'm derailing the show.
Why would it bother him so much?
Because you majority of the time you leave it on all show long, and
because
you've had
cold.
That jacket for 4 years, and suddenly out of nowhere, the last 2 weeks you're literally wearing it every day.
Who cares? I wore a Glory Days grill one yesterday.
It's definitely a spring 2016 catalog jacket.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're on TV, so you should have kind. You should try to rotate.
It's an old
mix
schooler.
It up.
I think someone said it was a nice jacket when he wore it the first day.
It's gotten a little dirty.
The first 27.
Right. You know,
so then he started wearing it every day.
It's not as silly
Again,
white as
if
it was.
You went into my closet for spring.
It's
off-white. I have like 3 jackets.
Yeah.
I have this. I have a Glory Days grill. And I think, I don't know. That might be it.
So you're saying Puma Pete needs to come up big and get
he
you another Puma
to.
Jacket.
Yeah.
No. I'll just keep wearing it and Drab can be bothered.
Puma Pete's well,
wear it. Put it back
it's
on.
A jacket.
Put it back on.
I'll go short sleeves for a while.
It's cotton. You should need to wash it. It's not a real jacket.
Washing. I see a little brown in there.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't keep white either.
I mean, he wears the same 5 shirts over and over again.
Right.
Who cares?
5's better than 1.
That's true.
Looks like you did a snow angel in a bunker.
I changed my shirts and I'm wearing my polo from probably 2015.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, let's go to Mike in Bristol. What do we have? 3 categories left?
Three clues.
Right. One left in Bethpage Bazilli's, 2 left in Game of Thrones cameos.
See if I can continue to
let
be
me go. Let me go. Let me go. Game of Thrones, guys.
I don't know this.
Who do you want to challenge?
Let me do
me.
EB since he doesn't know it.
Yeah, you should do me because I only know Aaron Rodgers. That's the only
none
cameo.
Of, none of us know it.
Here's
none of us
your
watch
clue.
It.
I was all over Aaron Rodgers.
Here's your clue in Game of Thrones cameos.
It's ironic that this person never made it to Castle Black.
Ironic, Castle
okay.
Black.
It's not following.
I'm trying to follow his breadcrumbs.
I can name it in 3.
Ooh, 3 seconds.
He's confident.
Oh, he's got it. He's a Game of Thrones guy. You got it, brother. Knock yourself
what
out.
What I enjoy most is bringing people that don't.
Ed Sheeran.
Wow. Yes, winner. You've won a pair of tickets
castle.
To see OAR. That's right. When they play Merriweather Post Pavilion September 7th. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and the Merriweather Post Pavilion box office, courtesy of IMP.
Mike, what's the best get prize you've won? I feel like it's a motorcycle or something.
No. I won the trip to Spain and the 1099 for the last 2 years is great as well. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, he's very dismissive. Oh, a trip to Spain. Yeah.
What is the clip about the 1099?
He wins
I got a 1099 the last 2 years from winning too many prizes on the show.
Kidding. Well, how much do you have to in value to get a 1099?
Put this way, it's over a G. Let's
he's
put
the
that
king
way.
Of the prize pigs.
Right.
He is the king.
He's won so much. It's declared.
Oh,
awful.
He just threw down the gauntlet to Keith.
Certainly makes those poker wins.
Comparing 1099s.
I do. Hey, I brought those up with my accountant. It's all on the up and up.
Right.
So don't you worry over there.
All right, let's go to Ernest in Stafford. We have two questions left. Hey, Ernest, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Ernest, who do you want to challenge?
Let's go with JP.
All right.
Do you want to finish out Bethpage Bazillies or Game of Thrones cameos?
Let's finish out the Bethpage Bazillies.
All right. 5 seconds or less after you get this clue, Ernie.
All right. So your clue is he's one of the favorites at Bethpage this week.
All right. 5 seconds.
Is his mom's name Katita?
Ernie? I'm going to let you name that hurt thing in 5 seconds, Ernest.
Here we go.
It is frustrating. I mean, there's a lot of slow players. A lot of them are the very good players, too.
Got it.
That guy sounds very boring.
Did he say frustrating?
you nailed it.
Yeah. Did he say frustrating?
Maybe.
Do you want to rehear, Ernest?
Yeah, let's get one more here.
It is frustrating. I mean, there's a lot of slow players. A lot of them are the very good players, too, which is kind of the problem.
Frustrating.
I don't know. Let's see.
Name a top player.
Top player. Let's go with...
who my wife wants to bang.
I'm sorry. He's got nothing.
All
right, sorry, Ernie.
So that's Kepka.
Brooks Kepka.
I mean, he could have just guessed somebody.
Well, he probably doesn't know other.
You know, like
other
most of America, he doesn't know who Brooks Kepka is.
He chose the category. He could have gone with Game of Thrones cameo.
Well, he knows less about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
All right, last contestant.
He doesn't know
here.
Who the Khaleesi is. He has no idea.
I like how Cakes drops names and
it's
terms.
It's a name that I know.
Like he knows. I don't know either.
She's
he
a blonde.
Know about Winterfell?
No, she's a blonde silly. It's all I know. And I think she likes to bang. Right? The Khaleesi? Am I right, Valdez?
Yeah, she used to bang a lot more.
Okay.
Khaleesi's not the 16-year-old kid that
sounds
all
close.
Of a
let's just start throwing out terms.
Banging on the show.
Arya Stark.
Right.
One of the most popular characters. I mean, I don't know anything more about her.
Is that character still alive or was that character killed off?
I don't even know how you know that.
It's pop culture.
Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
Yeah, she rode the horse. She rode the horse out of King's Landing.
What does that mean?
That means nothing to you.
Yeah. That means she's on the show anymore?
I mean, she's still alive.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Jake in Springfield. Last category. Hey, buddy. Last question.
Hey, Jake.
All right.
Who do you want to challenge?
I'm calling out Cakes.
All right. You have a good shot at winning.
By the way, dumb play because the only two losses have been Chalker and Game of Thrones.
Yes.
EB and Bish.
All right, Valdez, what is your clue?
What's the breadcrumb
here?
He doesn't know either, though.
All right. Your clue is this country music staple played one of the Night King's undead.
Okay, Jake, you can start the bidding. 5 seconds or less. You heard the clue. Jake, how long to name that hurting?
All right, let's hear it.
No, you gotta,
how long? It's a bidding process.
How many seconds? 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds.
Jason, you wonder
why we don't play it.
Yeah.
All right, okay. He doesn't know how to play. I'm not even going to let it play. He's finished. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. He can challenge Cakes, but you heard, give him the clue one more time.
All right, so the clue again is this country music staple played one of the Night King's undead.
I'm going to go 5 seconds.
He's going five seconds.
I'm going to go 4 seconds.
You have a ransom?
Yeah. Joe, do you want to go lower, or do you want to let Cakes name that hard thing?
Go lower.
He's going lower. Yeah,
what's the bit? Something's wrong with his phone, but it's making me laugh.
I like it, though.
Is it something wrong with his phone, or is he using
done. A...
Is he calling from Winterfell?
He's using a device.
He's got a bad connection.
No, he calls all the time. Something's wrong with his phone.
Yeah, man, after the category, golf category.
I can't do it.
He's got the worst phone ever. It's impossible.
It's so tilted.
Is that Sports Illustrated phone we used to get?
Yeah,
throw away. Where's the ransom drop?
Is
Gary Sinise on the phone?
Do you want cash or do you want
are you nixing him?
If he calls back, it would be fine. It's just something's wrong.
Sometimes it happens and he'll call back and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We don't have time for that.
Let's go to Mike in Chester. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Right, Mike, better. Cake says he can name that hurting in 4 seconds or less. Do you want to go below or you want to defer and let Cakes earn it.
Let Cakes earn it.
All right. I think that's a
good play. I
think
you're going to be a big winner.
Game of Thrones cameos. 4 seconds, Cakes.
I always feel like if you don't like one kind of music or the other.
Sounds like an older dog. Is Garth Brooks into Game of Thrones?
Probably.
It's kind of take a guess.
Yeah, Garth Brooks.
Were you doing a staple bit? Was it Chris Stapleton?
It is Chris Stapleton.
Oh, you're such a dog.
Like, you know what? His clue.
Hey, congrats. We're going to hook you up with two tickets to see the Cranjus McBasketball World Comedy Tour starring the Impractical Jokers on June 9th at the theater at MGM National Harbor. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. It's courtesy of the theater at MGM National Harbor. Details at thefandc.com/contest.
I'm stupid. Put the breadcrumb right out there.
You have hurting critical thinking.
I have no idea who Chris Stapleton was.
Just stupid.
Coming up next, Steve Sands from the Golf Channel as we preview the PGA Championship.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, remember, you can listen to us anytime, anywhere with the Radio.com app. It's awesome. Very simple. So download the Radio.com app if you haven't yet. All right, joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our buddy Steve Sands, anchor reporter for the Golf Channel. He got the PGA Championship starting tomorrow. What's up, Steve?
So glad to see Le Boulé and the curse continue last night.
Well, changed the name. Wasn't a good night.
Changed the name back. My man Scotty Abel was texting me this morning about it saying, let's change the name back to the Bullets, and then we'll get the number one pick in Washington.
I've got a song for you here, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Bullets fever, we're crazy about our home team.
Steve might.
My man, Nils Lofgren.
That's right.
Who was your favorite? Who was your favorite Bullet growing up? Were you a big Greg Ballard guy?
That's a good question.
I used to love Greg Ballard. I was a big Kevin Grevy guy.
Yeah, me too.
Thomas Hollywood Henderson. I used to love Thomas Henderson. Kevin Porter, but there was nobody I enjoyed watching more than Elvin Hayes.
Yeah.
I love the Big E.
I love Jeff Malone.
Jeff Malone.
Oh, Jeff Malone.
Yeah, that winner's peak.
I just loved his jumper, man.
What about Bobby
Jeff
Dandridge?
Malone in the corner. Bobby D was awesome.
Yep.
Jeff Malone in the corner with Charlie Slows going bananas and Mel Proctor. God, the Bullets, man. I used to love watching the Bullets.
Yeah.
Elvin Hayes, man. Our youngest son is named Eric, and we call him the Big E.
Oh, right.
And every time we were watching the Rockets play in the playoffs, thank God they lost. Can't stand watching Harden play basketball. Then they showed Akeem Olajuwon and Elvin Hayes sitting there courtside. I'd say to Eric, I'd go, hey, man, he's 14 now. I go, Eric, that's who you're named after. He's like, that guy? He's
that
old.
Guy. Right.
Man, let me tell you, the Big E was unstoppable with that turnaround jumper.
Why does Steve Sands sleep on Tom Hammond?
Why
does he sleep on him?
Hammond. Or Googs. Yeah. What about Googs?
I like Googs.
Georgia Tech. You know what's funny? He was the right pick with that pick, actually. It just didn't work out, man. God, the Bullets.
He was an okay player.
We're taking you down memory lane today. Look at this.
Dick Motta. Are you kidding me, man? I can't tell you
how many times Sanzi texts me and goes, Nats suck.
No, they do.
What should we ask Rizzo? We have Mike on every week.
I thought you were calling me this morning to tell me David got fired. How does that guy still have a job?
Well, maybe not for long.
What should we ask Mike? We have him on every week.
You want to know what I'd like to ask Mike?
Yep.
Why are you so great at evaluating talent but think you can win at the highest level without a bullpen and a manager? Mm-hmm. When the window is open in sports, That's the question, man. When the window is open in sports, look, the Caps choked in Game 7, but got away with it because of what happened last year. They gave away that Game 7. They had 2-2-goal leads.
Yep.
They were up 2-0 in the series. Come on, man. You've got to win that series. The East was wide open for them. When your window in sports is open, you have got to take advantage of it. Dusty Baker, man, are you kidding me? Give me a real manager, and the Nats would have won. The Nats had their window, and that window now is closed with that group. And it's a shame because Rizzo is really good at evaluating talent, but he thinks he can win without a manager. You can't win without a manager at the highest level. Yet at the end of the day, you're going to need some serious managing in October, and we've never had that.
Hey, by the way,
we're going to tell Mike's Steve Sands is asking this question.
By the way,
don't get me involved in that nonsense.
By the way, the Tommy Hammond draft, which was 1989, they could have drafted Tim Hardaway, man, who went 14.
He was okay.
Could have drafted Sean Kemp, who went 17.
Yeah, he was okay. Now, this game isn't fair. The Bullets also the Wizards. I can't call them the Wizards. I call them the Bullets. They also passed on Steph Curry.
Yes.
I mean,
and Clay.
I mean, Hakeem Olajuwon and Sam Bowie were taken before Michael Jordan. I mean, you could play that game all day long with the draft. It's an inexact science. Let's talk Dwayne Haskins, fellas.
No, we're not going to do. I know you want to do all Washington sports today, but we got to talk a little
golf. Come on, man. Just appease me one thing.
All right.
Are you up or down on him wearing 7? What do you think of that whole scenario?
I could care less.
Do whatever he wants, but I kind of liked it being Joe's number, to be honest with you. But
Eric has the biggest problem.
It's not that I have a big problem. I wouldn't have the balls to ask for it, to be honest with you.
That's the way I feel.
Eric thinks it's a red flag. He bought a Bentley.
I think on day one, Dwayne has got to come out with the single bar just to pay a little bit more to Theismann. Just kiss the ring a little bit. Bring out the single bar for the first game. That's it.
That'd be a great move. Steve, do you think it's a red flag that he bought a Bentley?
I think all things are red flags when you're driving a Bentley, man. Don't drive a Bentley. I mean, act like you've been there. Take it easy.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
I need to complete a pass before you go crazy.
What is your nicest car?
Take it easy. I drive a Honda Accord.
Really? Okay, I'm a little surprised.
Yeah,
by that.
Listen,
he's smart. Now, what's the worst thing you can do is buy a car?
Nothing wrong with Honda Accord.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Again, my money man Scott Abel is very happy about that. He wants me to save more money. Now, here's the deal.
Yeah. A lot of Scott Abel plugs.
I travel. I've been a. Hey, I know. Well, he was texting me this morning. All jacked.
That's all good.
You guys show. Here's the deal about cars. To me, anyway, if people can do whatever they want. I've been a sportscaster for 28 years, man. I'm in a Chevy Impala from Hertz 30 weeks a year.
Yeah.
What do I care about a nice car when I'm home?
Yeah.
I'll spend money elsewhere. I drive a Honda Accord, and by the way, I love it. It's perfectly fine by me.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a second home? Do you own a second home?
Ooh, good question. House.
No, I don't have a – no. My second home is liquid assets at the beach.
Yeah, you know what? He likes keeps overhead low. Yeah. Smart man.
All right, come on. Let's talk about the PGA.
I barely have a first home. You give me a second home. What do you have in your mind?
By the way, Steve would rather talk anything than golf when we have him on the show.
Come on, man. We're a day away.
If I can talk to you about Monty and the Starboard and hanging out in Dewey and Liquid Assets and Ocean City and the Crab Bag and not talk about golf, that'd be great. You want to talk about the PGA? Who cares about the PGA?
I'm curious. Have you been to the woods? EB, every time we go to spring training, he makes a separate trip to go to the woods. He loves Tiger Woods sycophant.
Of course he does. Yes, I've been to the woods.
Thank you. And it's nice, right? Tell these guys are making fun
of
it.
It is. It's
a cool spot.
No, it's good. Yeah. No, it's a good spot. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not a sports bar. It's not Houston's. It's not like Morton's, but it's a very good spot. Yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
So let's talk.
Does Houston still exist?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Not the one around here.
Yeah,
let me know when you want to talk about the PGA.
If they ever stop making that spinach dip, that'd be the end of life.
That's the greatest product.
It's the greatest product in the history of restaurants.
I hear they have stiff drinks.
Look at this guy.
Where, the woods?
Off the top rope.
Yeah.
All right. What is wrong? What is wrong with you?
That was a Valdez special. He was begging me to do it.
All right, Steve,
you can't do that.
Steve, come on. We got to talk a little PGA here.
I'm fired up.
Why? Why ruin a good conversation?
I agree.
All right, first of all, let's talk. By the way, Steve's used to the warm weather, being a South Florida guy, and it's, I don't know, it was 40 degrees there yesterday. I don't know what the weather's like. I know it's supposed to get a little warmer, but there was a lot of rain this week.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine, right? But the course is
the weather will be good.
The course is a bitch.
Oh, man, it's a beast. It's a big, big ball.
ballpark, you better put on your big boy pants if you're going to be playing here this week. You have got to hit the ball a long ways. It's the second longest PGA of all time. 2011, when Keegan Bradley won at Atlanta Athletic Club, was a few yards longer. It's going to be long, not only because of the yardage, but because of all that rain you talked about. Yep. It softened the golf course quite a bit. This is going to play deep. It's going to play as like 7,700 yards, not 74 change like it is on the card.
Right. Well, I mean, if that's the case, there's only a handful of guys who can compete with a course like that.
Yeah, yes and no. There are ways of attacking this golf course. I mean, you need to be, you know, somewhat long, but everybody has some length to them. The thing about this golf course that's gettable is that, unlike Augusta, where the greens are so insane, here the greens are somewhat benign. So if you have a good short game and you put yourself in the right position off the tee to give yourself opportunities on the greens, you'll see made putts here this week. This isn't the U.S. Open like in 2002, 2009. The PGA of America sets up the golf course a little bit easier than the USGA does with the U.S. Open. So if you are putting well, you'll make some on the greens here. I think the scoring will be okay. I think you'll see some good scoring this week.
Well, Tiger is the odds-on favorite on pretty much every online sports book that I've seen. He's he was 8-1 on mine.
Have
yesterday.
You come down off the high of the Masters yet, Buck?
You know,
are you okay?
Yeah. It was. It was incredible. It was incredible theater. I mean, you have to admit it. But
did you take 3 weeks off? Were you all right? I mean, I'm worried about you, man.
No. It was just awesome. I actually couldn't even watch it live. I was driving down to Hilton Head when he was winning. I was bitter. Anyway. But he's taken a month off. He hadn't played since then. How much stock do you put into that?
I don't love that. I don't love that. Taking all that time off in between majors seems like a lot. But having said that, he wasn't ready to compete.
Yeah.
His body was telling him, you know, take it easy. And he did. So he's a much – I've always told you guys this. He's always been and still is the smartest golfer of them all. Is he the most talented? Sure. Obviously, he's the best player of his generation. He also has the highest golf acumen. Mm-hmm. And now that he's gotten a little, you know, a little older, a little bit more mellow, he knows his body so well. He needed that time off. I don't love him coming in here with that little competition under his belt the last 4 weeks. But, you know, who are we to tell him how to do his business? He was playing a lot of golf before the Masters, and that was a very good venue for him. I don't love him this week. Unless he drives the ball well, he's a great, great iron player. And I do think putts will be made here. But if you don't put yourself in position off the tee properly, I just don't think that this is going to be his week.
What about Koepka? Everybody's talking about Koepka. He's performing so well in the majors these days.
Real quick, can I ask one more question about Tiger?
Yeah, you got it.
They were talking about this on Golf Channel yesterday after his press conference. And I can't remember who it was. Maybe been Rolfing, but they were talking about, it was a 30-minute press conference and how much more comfortable it is to watch Tiger in a press conference versus 10 years ago when it was very uncomfortable to watch. It was probably uncomfortable for the media members to even ask him questions. But now he's so down to earth, the way he answers questions, his demeanor, his honesty. I mean, you have to see that too, right, as a media guy.
Oh, there's no question. On and off camera, you know, we see it all the time with Tiger. You know, one of the things that people forget is, you guys are probably a little younger than I. I'm 50, but these kids come out here and they're in front of the world from the get-go, and it's as if they don't have time to grow up like we did. You know, I mean, you know, think of us when we were in our early 20s and 30s. We were a mess, man, you know, but we didn't do it in front of the world like these guys. So as he has gotten older, as he's gone through all of the things that he's gone through, and now some of those things are self-induced, but a lot of them health-wise have just been because he's just a great athlete. And over time, most of the time, you have to deal with injuries, and Tiger's had to deal with more than most in this sport anyway. And he's just become, you know, a little bit older, a little bit more humble, a little bit more forgiving. He's a father. He's been through a ton personally. You know, he's just an easier guy now on himself and everybody else than he was when he was in his heyday. And that's just you know, age, maturity, everything. So, yeah, there's no question about it. Let me give you one thing on Tiger, if you're a karma person. Mm-hmm. Jack Nicklaus played his 76th major championship at a PGA championship in New York and won. That was at Oak Hill in Rochester in the state of New York. His 76th major championship start. We're in New York this week. Mm. It's a PGA championship, and it's Tiger Woods' 76th major championship start.
Look at that symmetry.
That'd be eerie.
So the symmetry there could. Now, that was his 17th major championship win in 1980. This would be Tiger's 16th if Tiger is to win. But there's a little bit of karma there from the two greatest players of all time.
Well, I wanted to ask you about Koepka, and we're running out of time, but Koepka, yeah. McIlroy, those seem to be sort of, if you're not going Tiger, those are sort of the names that everybody's talking about, right?
Yeah, Koepka's so good in big spots, guys. I think McIlroy's going to win. I love the soft golf course for him. I think he's the best driver in the world. Koepka will be right there. Probably should have won the Masters the way he played, finishing one back of Tiger after rinsing it on the 12th hole, not taking advantage of 15 as well. I think Dustin Johnson's also going to factor here. I think Justin Rose, if he's healthy, could play well here as well. I think it's just a big ballpark. I think it's going to be a lot of horsepower. At the end of the week, though, I think Koepka will be there. I think Johnson will be there. But I think McIlroy is going to be the winner. He's going to win his third PGA this week.
Ooh. Interesting.
All right, you got him.
All right, Stevie.
On record.
Appreciate it, man.
If he's good, if he's money from 60 yards and in,
right?
I think Rory, from 500 yards and out, we know how good he is. From 60 yards and in is the question mark for Rory, and I think he's going to be okay here this week at Bethpage.
Right. All right, man. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas. Go Nats. Let me know when Davey loses his job.
Yeah,
we will.
We'll let you know.
Probably going to happen.
You'll
might
know
be the next
us.
Week.
Probably going to happen pretty soon. Who knows? They continue at this
By the
rate.
Way, speaking of Rory winning, possibly winning the PGA, Dick's Sporting Goods has a and TaylorMade hooked up for a promotion where you can go and pick out an M5 or M6 driver, which is TaylorMade's top-of-the-line driver. It's about a $500 club. And if Rory wins, it's on the house. So I went over there yesterday.
You're kidding. Anybody can do this?
Yeah. I went over there. You have to get the ticket before the tournament starts, obviously. So you have to do it by today.
So I know you. If he doesn't win, you're going to return it.
Well, you don't even have to front the money. You don't even – they don't. Oh. You don't buy it. They give you this little slip, a little ticket, and you okay. fill it out, and then you mail it in if he wins, and they probably send you a gift card. But
that's an incredible promotion.
Yeah, I mean, they're giving away a $500 club.
So anybody that does it?
Anybody.
So why is Valdez not doing that?
He knows about it. I don't know.
He's definitely going to do it. I should do it.
You just got to get in there.
Because I'm a loyal Golfdom guy.
Maybe that's the reason.
Does he have a Golfdom deal or something I don't know about?
He does.
I do.
And you hook Valdez?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I would like to hook the sponsor.
Yeah,
right, right. Gotcha.
Always.
Gotcha. Anyway, Golfdom isn't offering that promotion. Dix is. So I'm sorry, I had to look elsewhere for that. But anybody can do it.
I remember Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9 o'clock as we go in the clubhouse like we do every Wednesday on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
In just about 15 minutes, Mike Rizzo will join the show, as he does every single Wednesday. Go in the clubhouse with the Nats general manager. So you don't want to miss that. JP's putting his Puma jacket back on.
Oh, you call jelly. It a jacket? Because Drab said it's not a jacket.
Oh, whatever it is.
It is a jacket.
It's a warm-up jacket. I don't know.
It's a track jacket.
I understand.
Yeah, it's a jacket.
What do you think it is if it's not a jacket? What do you think it is?
Well, that's his excuse for wearing it every day. A jacket would have some sort of repellent material on it.
Well, let it be known. Why? If it wasn't, it's definitely
a
jacket.
Is that the definition of jacket?
No, he's just made up his own.
Yeah. That's in my definition. he's wearing a sweatshirt. In my opinion, that's the same material a sweatshirt is made out of.
If it wasn't 50 degrees in the studio, I would take it off. I would only wear it for the first 5 minutes of my car ride when it's cold at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wearing so many layers.
The problem is, it's freezing in the studio.
It's always cold in here.
Yeah. I heard it's beautiful outside.
I mean,
today,
usually
too.
On it's nice today, May 15th,
low 70s
I can get away with wearing a short sleeve shirt, but apparently not today.
Yeah, I guess you can't. Can't do it.
No.
I mean, Evie's got a basically borderline winter coat and a hoodie.
That's a silly peek.
I mean, I would be sweating.
This thing's so warm.
I'd be sweating my Bozak off if I was wearing what he's wearing
Chris
right now.
Chris closed that
I think
company.
I could climb
like,
Mount Everest.
I think Chris closed that company like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but I still have my, Chris. Yeah, still my jacket. Silly. This thing is warm. I get size for it.
You have like a hoodie underneath there,
yes.
too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a shirt underneath
dude,
that.
It's freezing.
There's
in here.
No
shirt
way
it's cold, but it's not that
short
cold.
Short sleeve or a long sleeve?
It's got, short sleeve.
Yeah, it has to be short sleeve because that'd be three full on layers.
Right.
Well, I do have three layers.
I know, but like long sleeve layers.
Yeah. Hey, are you wearing your winter socks?
He definitely wore
like
the
your
new
wool,
NFL
your wool socks.
Socks. He wore the NFL socks to the wedding.
Yeah.
So he had a suit.
They were kind of silly.
Fine. He had a suit
nobody
on,
sees them.
And then underneath, like when he was sitting down, you just saw the big NFLPA logo.
The biggest NFLPA logo of all time.
It's right. A huge, huge logo.
Yes, it is.
Did you guys see the story? It was on, damn, I had it on my thing. I'll have to see if I can find it again. Of the male escort who claims he can make $15,000 in a week. And he just, it's like the perfect gig. He's 29 years old.
Okay.
And he... He's hired by women.
Where does he live?
I saw the story in the Daily Mail, but I think he lives here in the United States.
Okay. So he's a male gigolo.
Basically, you can hire him for companionship. Mm-hmm. Women will hire him for $500 an hour. They'll fly him all over the country. Some will hire him for a week.
$500 an hour seems high as hell.
Yeah,
of course. $500 an hour is
not outrageous. Let's say you're a woman, a working woman, you're in your 30s, and you don't really deal.
What makes him so silly?
Well, first of all, he used to be like a trainer, and he might have been like a male model.
Like a Chippendale type.
He's Australia-based.
Okay. Yeah, he's got abs and everything.
Not from here at all.
Okay, so you can hire him. Well, sorry, I wish I had the damn story in front of me.
I'm guessing that most of the people who hire him are these 55-year-old women who are got a bunch of money in divorce settlement.
Maybe.
They're just flush. I doubt it's the women that are in their 30s. They're working girls.
Okay. He charges $15,000 for a full week.
Right. That screams 60-year-old woman who has, you know, a few million in the bank from their divorce.
Maybe. I thought I read that his clients were younger. I didn't see any allusion
he
to them being older.
He says age is usually between 35 and 45, but occasionally... He gets girls as young as 18.
Look at that.
For their first time sexual experience.
Yeah, it's a liar. He's lying.
I don't believe it.
Who knows?
I can believe 45.
He's saying single mothers, businesswomen, aged between 35 and 45, and as Cake said, girls as young as 18 who want to lose their virginity. Mm. So say you're a young girl and you don't know, you want to kind of test it out. And you pick a guy, instead of you're like dating like an AWOD. What, you lose your virginity to AWOD or to, you know, some handsome guy's experience?
I mean, you got to pay the money to lose it to the silly instead of AWOD.
Do you think I think he said he's something. He's a full-time male escort for My Male Companion and sees up to three different clients a week.
He sounds like he's got it down. Like it's a good gig for him.
Even if only sees three for an hour, that's still $1,500 a week.
$1,500 a week is it's easy. Yeah. And sometimes I'm sure it's more than an hour.
That's almost like our lawn mowing business, EB. We did about three lawns a week,
and this is way better.
I know,
way more fun.
I think at our peak we had 10 lawns.
Dude, there was I saw a show on when I was searching some adult content, and it was the same vibe. It was a guy who was, it was based on like a male escort type thing. And like, seriously, like the grossest, I'm sorry, just the grossest women would hire him because they needed some male companionship. Mm-hmm. And like, and the guy's just there like naked and he's just drinking wine. And there's some woman there. I mean, looks like
gross.
A rhinoceros or something. And, you know, and he's got to do his thing.
He says he doesn't mind.
Well, who do you think is hiring this guy?
Could be the same thing.
They're not supermodels.
But he says he doesn't mind. And then they show
how do you not click off those things?
Like, it's intriguing.
He loves
it's
it.
Just intriguing.
He loves it.
It's intriguing. Like,
you know what?
They didn't say this one sucks. Move on.
I know the psychology behind it is that Eric and I have I've seen probably every single porno, professional porno out there. And then when you get something
we've
that's off
the
beaten path,
the
I mean,
internet.
There's new ones every day.
No, it's
yeah,
not really.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's the yeah, it's the same production.
There's about
same
four new ones a year.
Same
I know,
looking
but
girls.
My point is those companies that are cranking them out, they have new chicks and they're doing new ones
every
day.
Yeah, but
day.
This same, it's the same
series.
Premise.
This is
the
a whole premise. Series okay, on sorry. Male escorts.
Yes.
And I was just curious, and because right. All of a sudden this one, like, he was doing everything you could possibly imagine, and the woman looked like, I mean, I don't, it is what it is. I mean, she probably was like 600 pounds or something. It was
Teresa
amazing.
Valdez, yeah. How long does what? It take
and he was
for
totally
you?
Having fun.
Well, those are the type how, of women who got to pay $500
this is
bucks
Matt Valdez.
An hour.
Right.
Valdez, how long does it take for you to get past a premise? Because it seems like what you're saying is you need new premises.
But
premises.
He's just looking for different genres.
Yeah.
Just something he hasn't already
well,
seen.
Right.
On
well, you know,
like you're already blown by the casting couch. You're
yeah.
Disinterested well, now.
Casting couch.
Yeah, I mean, that's so. That's
I don't even think that
2012.
Dude's making him anymore.
Massage ones, whatever.
The massages are terrible.
Right.
Terrible.
Well, remember when I told
it's
you.
It's a real camera, right. Like in.
Robert Kraft.
Right.
What about massages at the poker table? Have you seen that subgenre yet?
Well, those aren't the same ones that I'm
different
watching.
Types of yeah.
Well, remember when I told you how, like, my cable provider, my TV provider,
yeah.
I had, like, the porno channels?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I switched and I got a new TV provider, and now I have 70 porno channels.
All right. So, what genre are you. Most
I mean,
this is
by.
Matt Valdez.
Revenge porn.
Revenge porn. Ah,
that's where a boyfriend.
No,
will...
a girl was dumped, and so she goes and hooks up with like the guy's friend,
and then did she talk trash?
And then
yeah.
Videos and
a lot of trash. Talk
trash while she's it's in
yeah.
Camera.
Yeah, yeah. It's all POV style.
Yeah. Right.
And by the way, in the seventy porno channels that I have, POV is a specific channel too.
Right.
They even have dwarfs. I haven't gone there yet.
I can't.
But that's bottom of the barrel.
I can't do that. I draw the line.
If I click on that, I mean,
no,
I
yeah.
Just, there's no going back.
Yeah,
it's just not your thing.
This is not
about
my
to hit
fetish.
The oddities
no,
section.
Yeah.
There's a lot that I'm too afraid to click on.
By the way, I think the proper term now is little people.
Well, that's just what it was. That's just what it was labeled.
Right, I understand. I know that Pornhub or whatever it is that doesn't care about labeling correctly or politically correctly.
Right.
You're not that concerned about it.
We probably asked before. Do you watch any of this with your wife?
Zero.
I bet you. I'm sure they did years ago, but now it's you know.
We did.
Oh really? When you were dating? And
news
never...
to you.
What? No. We never did.
Trust me,
I'm too embarrassed because I don't watch standard porno anymore.
Right.
I need something.
It needs yeah. to be. Yeah. It needs
yeah.
extra.
Yeah.
Right. No, I get that. I understand that.
All right, so
anyway.
Is anybody going to pull the trigger on Steve Sands' question?
Which one?
His question, which he said to ask Rizzo, essentially was this. Mike, you are so great at evaluating talent. Why didn't you assemble a good bullpen or hire a good manager? I don't think we're going to ask
I
that
will
question.
Not, I will not ask that question because the managerial issue is, in my opinion, kind of out of his hands.
That's
he gets to hire who he wants, but I'm not sure he gets to hire.
But informed speculation.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that he has the pick of the litter when it comes to hiring a manager.
Yeah, I think he has budgetary restraints.
Yes. The problems of this team go well beyond a manager.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I think if Davey got fired tomorrow, somebody's not going to step in and all of a sudden have them win 8 out of 10 games.
Yeah.
How about right, win so... 3 games? How about win 3 games in a row at some point?
Mike Rizzo is going to join
two.
Us.
Yeah.
He does every Wednesday. Nationals lose yesterday 6-2 to the Mets. 9 games under 500, 8 games back in the NL East. We'll talk to the president of baseball ops, GM of the Nationals, Mike Rizzo, as we go in the clubhouse on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.